My Left Foot by Christy Brown. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
My Left Foot by Christy Brown. Read by Connor Mullen. Chapter 1. The Letter A. I was born in the Rotunda Hospital on June 5th, 1932. There were 9 children before me and 12 after me, so I myself belonged to the middle group. Out of this total of 22, 17 lived, 4 died in infancy, leaving 13 still to hold the family fort. Mine was a difficult birth, I'm told. Both mother and son almost died. A whole army of relations queued up outside the hospital until the small hours of the morning, waiting for news and praying furiously that it would be good. After my birth, mother was sent to recuperate for some weeks, and I was kept in the hospital while she was away. I remained there for some time, without name, for I wasn't baptized until my mother was well enough to bring me to church. It was mother who first saw that there was something wrong with me. I was about 4 months old at the time. She noticed that my head had a habit of falling backwards whenever she tried to feed me. She attempted to correct this by placing her hand on the back of my neck to keep it steady. But when she took it away, back it would drop again. That was the first warning sign. Then she became aware of other defects as I got older. She saw that my hands were clenched nearly all of the time and were inclined to twine.